Charles here.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing, Mr. Gillis? My name's Frank, and I'm calling you from Elite Website Creator. How you doing?
Good. Hold on. All right. So, what's the name of your company again?
Elite Website Creator.
Elite.
Yeah,
I just found your name there in my list of who contacted me. I was going to give you a call.
Oh, great. Elite, as the name says, top of the food chain.
let's hope you are. Let's put it to you that way. Let's hope you are.
Oh, we definitely are. And I believe you need help with the filtering out your database. Is that correct?
Correct. Are you familiar with databases?
We are definitely familiar with databases. We've worked on different databases from MLS, from real estate to HR, human resource database. So we are quite familiar with it. I believe you have a database of plumbers, right?
Correct.
All right. You already have a current website?
Yeah.
All right. Can I get the link to
website
your website?
Website just completed. It's Call the Plumber.
CallThePlumber.com? All right.
Yeah, nothing complicated.
All right. And you don't want to do anything with the website? You want to keep the website the same?
Yeah. Website is... I'm not totally familiar with the website. Overall, it seems to look good and seems to function as I need it, except for the database.
Okay.
That's the crux of the whole site, is the database.
All right.
Everything's about the database.
Right. And when you go to the website, it asks for the city or the zip code. Let's see if I put in a zip code here. Spare me from a 95112, that's our data, zip code. All right, the first thing that I see is when someone puts the city or the zip code, it doesn't show the references, or it doesn't show the exact area code or the zip code it's from. It's just you just have to put in the zip code and click the click on Find the Plumber, and it'll pull the list of plumbers within
right.
The
so
radius.
What number did you put in again? 55 what?
95112.
95112. So you're in California?
Yep, we're in California.
All right. So it looks like we've got plumbers there. So we get about 75,000 people.
Right.
The problem I'm having is, as a matter of fact, if you look here at this list, take Trane Incorporated. Now, Trane is a manufacturer that makes air conditioning.
Right.
The non-plumber, Sandium. I'm going to guess he's a non-plumber. Let's see here.
Now, how
I'm surprised we get
how do you want to – right, there are lists of plumbers available in that zip code. So how do you want to filter them out? Let's say we do a security check. We run a verification check. So they would have to go through the security.
When you say run a security check, what kind of a check is that? When you say
like
security,
a verification code? Like a text message you receive on your phone when you join a database, you get just to verify that it's a real person, not a bot, you get a verification code on your
phone. Well, I'm
pretty
phone. Sure. I don't necessarily have any bots here. I mean, these are all real companies, except you just happen to get lucky in your zip code to find so many plumbers in one list. And
right.
That's
and you
what
can
I'm,
also, yeah, you can also provide like a premium services, like an advertisement to appear on top. they need to sign up for some premium services. Is that what you have in mind?
Do you see that next to it? Future ads?
Future ads. But isn't that for the affiliate ads?
I think that's
for the affiliate ad, affiliate marketing. That's a little different to what I was saying. A premium subscription is when you have data plumbers in your database, and when someone tries to look up, let's say if they put a zip code to find the nearest the plumber in their area, they'll find the list of plumbers. But in order to be on top of that list, the plumbers needs to be a premium member with you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So
that is the issues I'm having right now, is that in the database that I don't really have much control over the database. But when things are uploaded into the database, and we've only uploaded 75,000 names, that's what we have in there now. So when that happens, we have approximately, I'm going to guess, at 30,000 that are non-plumbers.
That are just so, not plumbers at all?
Correct. You know, you get Avis Rent-A-Car, Herman Miller, Furniture Company, everything but plumbers. So that's
what I would suggest.
Net me down.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I can suggest one thing here. We can do one thing. We can create a back-end, provide you with an easy-to-manage content management system. That way it will be very easy for you to navigate and manage the content management system when you're uploading the plumbers. Another thing we can do is we can provide you with the maintenance service. We can provide you with the back-end maintenance. That means that you won't have to do anything. We'll take care of the uploading part. We'll take care of the filtering out part for you. And we'll take care of the maintaining part for you. Or do you want to just have the database developed that way that you're able to manage it yourself? How do you want to go about it?
Well, basically, I do want to have something that I can operate myself. But as far as regular maintenance goes, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, it makes sense, right?
Yeah. Are you a developer yourself?
Yes, I have developed several of these websites which require database management as well. Let me show you some of the work just to give you an idea. Now, how long ago did you get it developed?
Well, it took 2.5 years.
And 2.5 years?
And 15 developers.
Oh, my. Why that long?
Well, most of you guys are lying motherfuckers. That's in a nutshell.
Well, I can definitely relate to that. That's for sure. Are you
I'm sure you're about only one of the few honest ones on the planet. I'm going to guess that. But 14 of the 15 were lying sons of bitches. Over-promising and under-delivering.
Right. Well, I can assure you one thing. If it's something that we're not able to do, I'll tell that to you up front, that this is something we can do. But if it's something that
Well, that's what everybody tells me at the end. when they say, okay, the site's done, I say, okay, great. But then I get on the site and, you know, nothing's done. And, well, we can't do this and we can't do that. And that couldn't be done there either because of the way the site was constructed and so I started from scratch on the 15th one.
Well, it is true to some extent, yeah. But let me show you, because there are some things that need to be changed from the back end of the website. Are you close to the computer by any chance, Mr. Gillis?
Well, yeah, I'm on the computer now. I'm looking at your zip code, the plumbers in your zip code.
There is a website that I would like you to check out. It's redfin.com, spelled as redfin.com. It's a real estate database that we created. This is just to give you an idea how extensive and how appealing the database could look like, because I'm looking at your database and it looks very simple. I mean, it sits well with the overall design of the website, but it doesn't give an extensive profile. You know, when I click on
the view. You developed this whole site?
Yes, we did. Redfin.com. Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah.
So put in a zip code. Put in any zip code. Let's say put in 95112. That's our zip code.
All right.
And you see how it shows a complete map along with the entries that are in the database.
All right, so let's see here now. All right, so what am I putting in now in the browser?
You can put in the name of the website. It's redfin.com.
Oh, so I'm already there. Okay.
Okay. So if you put in a zip code, let's say 95112, that's our zip code. It's the one that I just used on your website.
Just need to place them out. All right. Zip code. And give me that number again.
95112.
95112. Okay. Mm-hmm. But things were a lot more expensive than this in California.
I mean, the technology that we use, it's top of the line, and we make sure that once we hand over the credentials, the back end of the website, the users, the owner of the website are also familiar with the back end system, and they're also able to use it easily without having to have an extensive coding or programming knowledge.
So you're up in the San Jose area? Is that where you're at?
That is where we are. That is correct.
I used to live in San Francisco.
The entry that is showing. So wanted to ask you, when I click on, let's say, when I put in a zip code on your website and it shows me a list of plumbers that are available near me, and let's say the first one, it says Christian Brother Mechanical, right? So if I click on it,
yep.
It doesn't give me much. It just, let's say if I click on View Profile, let's do that.
Well, view profile. See, here's the way I do this. Is that I buy lists of plumbers.
Okay.
And then I upload them into my database.
Right.
Now, presently, I have 74,000 here. I'm pretty sure 30,000 are going to be lemons. It's going to leave me 45,000.
Right.
Another 64,000 clean all plumbers that will I want to be uploading into the database. But
right.
I don't want to upload them until I clean out the 75,000.
That
once
makes
that's
sense.
Clean and I get the correct the number, and again, we'll just say I'm going to have 45,000 in there. Then I upload the 64,000 into that. And as we get more plumbers, we keep adding them to it. And we have a system where we can actually go to every zip code in the United States and
right.
just check if we have how many plumbers we have in there. I have a girl working on that right now.
Right. So We can definitely do that. We can filter out your existing database. You've got about 75,000 list of entries in there, so we can filter them out. And you said that about 30...
How are you going to know to filter them out? See, that's the thing. Nobody else can actually do that job but me.
We're going to set up a Zoom meeting. I mean, if it has to be, if we have to go over them one by one, or we can set up a filtering.
There's no other way to do it. Each one is going to be looked at. And, you know, I look at the name because a lot of these guys, now these are all pretty obvious ones here. Obvious one is Rhoda Electric Incorporated. He's obviously in the electrical business.
Right.
So he's not a, he's finished. He's done. This
exactly.
Now, if you, one unique thing here is that I can quickly call like this Elevashon. Yeah, watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling him right now.
So if you can take a little time out, and we can send you like...
Well, hold on. The phone's ringing.
Okay.
Yeah, hi there. Say, are you a plumber?
Am I what?
Are you a plumber, sir?
No.
You're probably in elevators, so to speak. Well, your name is I can't even say your friggin' name.
Elvis.
Why would you have a name so difficult up here? Elevashon. Is that it?
What is it?
My name's Charles. I'm with Call the Plumber. We just wanted to confirm that you were a plumber or not, but or are you in heating, HVAC?
No, I have nothing to do with plumbing.
All right.
It's a car rental place.
Oh, car rental. All right. Well, I'd really change your name if I were you, I tell you, because you're finished with that name. You're never going to get anywhere. But, well, good luck to you, sir. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. So, you see, we can call him instantly. Right
so,
from the site.
That makes sense. So, Charles, is that would that be possible for you to take some time out and we can send you a list of, let's say, 2,000 or 3,000 plumber list of entries at a time, and you can check them from your end and let us know, okay, these are the plumbers that you want to keep on your database and these are the ones you want to remove, and we'll simply go ahead and remove them out of the database. Is that how you want to go about it? Because it might take some time, but it will definitely give you a legit, a foolproof solution that after going through that, you can assure, you can rest assured, not worry about having phonies in your database.
Well, I don't know if that's really the best way. You want to, because my one thought I had was to download all of these, all 74,000 that I get there.
Right.
Download them into a
drive
Excel database.
Right.
And then at that point, then I can go through each one. I even bought a special mouse to do this.
Yeah, that's what I just that's what I meant actually. Might have come out the wrong way, but that's what I actually meant. We can download the entire list of database, all the entries that you have, and we can create like an Excel sheet of those entries, and we can share that with you, and you can just quickly check them off if they're not a plumber, and you can send them back, or just maintain that data, that Excel sheet. And we'll use that Excel sheet to reconfigure the database to upload to keep the entries that you want on there and remove the ones that are not the plumbers. It might take some time, but it'll definitely give you a legit foolproof solution. So after going through that, you can be sure that no phonies or no non-plumbers are going to be in your database.
Oh, yeah, that would be my goal. Just like part two to this, and that is, in this database, for instance, for me to, let's just say I want Monster Mechanical. That's
right.
A good name. Monster Mechanical, and I like him, so I want to move him to the top.
Right.
Where Christian Brothers are, I hate Christians. They're finished. So I'm going to put Monster up here instead and move Christian down to where Monster was.
So you want to do it yourself or you want to have it done automatically? Because if they use your premium services, let's say if they pay you for premium services, that would automatically put them on top.
I should also have a way to, I like the automation part. As soon as they become a premium member or what we call a registered plumber.
Right.
For instance here, let's just take Christian. I'm going to hit the view profile button. All right, view profile. So, all right, so this is information about him.
Right.
So now, if you were to click on, let's just say you wanted to change the hours here.
Okay.
Because my plan is this. I'm going to send out a letter to all these guys and say, look, you're now part of the Call the Plumber database, and we'd like you to come visit. And just plug in your zip code and then see what happens. So
right.
They would plug in their zip code. Of course, they would find their name in that long list.
Right.
Then they'll see this Call the Plumber. They click on that. Your phone rings in their pocket.
Right.
Because we'll have their phone. And that'll get them impressed. And then they'll go to the profile here, and they may just try to be changing the hours. But if you happen to click on that, go ahead and click on hours, or actually emergency services or phone. Click on any one of those things and see what comes up.
Okay, so if I click on, it just gives me the option of view profile. It doesn't. I can't click on hours open or emergency service. I'm on the view profile page.
You're on the view profile page.
Yeah, for Christian Brothers Mechanical.
Yeah, well, you must be at the very top of the page.
Yeah, if I scroll down, it gives me the description. Christian Brothers Mechanical. And it says street address, city, state, zip, phone, hours
exactly.
Open.
So he's going to want to change his hours or his phone number or years in business. He's going to want to fill in some of that stuff.
He can do it. The plumbers are going to have a account area where on the top it says plumbers login or plumbers create profile. So plumbers be able to log in using their credentials, and once they are log in.
No, you're missing. What's your first name again?
It's Frank.
Frank. Frank, that's not your real name. Come on. With that accent. If you get rid of the accent, then you can fake the American names, but you can't bullshit me. But that's okay.
Well,
I don't really care.
It's an Anglo-American Christian name I got from my parents, so can't really change that.
So, in any case, look, now you pay attention now. I said click on hours open.
Okay. Where does it say that, click on hours open?
It doesn't say it. Jesus Christ, Frank. If you just click on any of the black text there, emergency services, check there, type of plumbing, check there. Maybe we get the wrong zip code here. Check. Click on zip code. Just put the cursor on zip and click the fucking button.
Okay, I see what you mean. All right, so if I click on it.
And?
All right. Now what do you want me to do?
Well, what happened when you clicked on it?
It took me to the profile page. Now it's
wait
asking for the street address.
You're supposed to be a goddamn developer. Don't bullshit me.
Yeah,
this is a very easy thing to do.
It's asking me for the street address. I can put in the street address. I can put in the phone number. I can put in the hours open.
I'm not asking you for anything. You're not even looking at the fucking page. How can you be? It doesn't work that way. You're missing it completely, my friend.
Okay. So I'm on the Kristen Brothers Mechanical profile.
All right. Go to View Profile.
All right.
You click on it.
Yep, I just clicked on
you
it.
You scroll down the page a little bit. Like you were curious to see more.
Yep, I'm scrolling down.
Now, you see Christian street address, the city, the state, the zip code. Do you see that?
Yes,
your
I see it.
Your eyeballs are on now?
Yeah, all I right. see it.
Now click on any of the black letters.
Okay, we need to verify you first. That's what it says.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
So, see, you weren't doing that before. You know, you're trying to bullshit me. It's not good to bullshit an old bullshitter, I can tell you.
Absolutely not.
What they do is they we send them a code automatically. He gets the code. He puts the code back in here in the box.
Right.
And then hits submit. So at that point, this page becomes editable.
Editable. Gotcha.
You know, he can edit.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. You can have it that
then
way.
He can add, then he can, well, because now we want to capture him. We want some. We want to make sure it's him from, you know, Christian Brothers. We want to make sure we've got one of the brothers here.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have to make sure that we have the right entry. The entry that we have, it's legit.
Right. So the way that works is that he then has got to fill in all this shit. So, and of course, we get a map to tell where he's at. And of course, the map doesn't work.
Yeah, that's another thing we can work on because this is something very basic. Map should be working because you look at
well,
the,
we've already got a call into the map guy, so you know I'm all right on top of this map thing. And
well,
I've got a horrible developer that works on that built this, yeah.
Yeah, I can actually see that right now, but we can definitely fix that for you. That's not a problem. And another way, you can have them verify it is the plumbers can log in using their ID and a password. That
well, we
way,
have a login page. Once they're, that's what they establish in the verification, and that's at the end of when they are done editing that page. Once they're done editing, that's the last thing they've got to do is get a username
and a password.
And then when they get back on, you see up there in the very top, plumber create profile or plumber login.
Right.
So plumber login.
Use an ID.
On that.
Yep. And it will give them the back end account area where they can edit their details. Now, another thing that I was looking at is when you put in the zip code, right, and it shows you the list of plumbers in the area, it just with each entry, it just shows your logo. It doesn't show the logo of the business. Let's say if I click on Kristen Brothers Mechanical.
Yeah.
And right on top, it says, if you're this plumber, click here to upload the cover photo of your company. And I don't see any of the plumbers who have uploaded their cover photo or their picture. So do you think it would be better if they have their company logo?
Frank, you're not paying attention. That's the problem. You guys are in such a hurry. You young guys, you don't pay any attention. You know, you got one thing in your mind, you're not listening to your potential customer, and you keep going.
What did I miss? Just tell me.
Well, what you miss. So let's go back. Let's go back to, we've got the guy verified now, right? So he's verified. Great. It's at this point that he can go ahead and add his logo.
Right.
The page, he's able to edit it, and he's also able to put in his logo if he wants to.
Right.
It'd be silly not to, you know, so that's already like a done deal here. The fact is, I told you, this is just fucking done. You know, I haven't really gone out and sought out business yet. I'm trying to solve some issues before I do.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's for, as a matter of fact, if you were this plumber, maybe it would be an evil person who would click on that. Up there at the top, if you were this plumber, click here. Doesn't it say that? At the very top in a gray box?
Yep,
click on it. See what happens. You're going to put in, you're an evil guy. You're going to put in somebody else's logo.
Yeah, that can very well happen.
You got to verify. You get verified first. So once you're verified, once we know who they are, as I say, the page becomes editable. Therefore, that's EDITABLE. Editable.
Editable, yep.
Exactly. He is able then to edit his name, change it, do whatever he wants, including putting in a logo, which would show up on that page where his name popped up in the first place.
Right, when you put the zip code and it shows a plumber, so the logo would appear right with the profile. With each plumber's profile, that's what I was asking. That was exactly what I was asking. You've cleared that part.
So that's why it took me 2.5 years, because guys like you didn't pay attention. You know, they were thinking of other things.
Yeah, I can assure you. Yeah, I mean, 2.5 years, that's definitely a long period. I'll be honest with you. With all the editing and with all the filtering out part, it's the maximum amount of time it will take us is about 2.5 months to 3 months, and that's like the maximum amount of time. Would that work for you?
That doesn't work for me at all. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get this done here by the end of the week.
By the end of the week. I mean,
I'm trying to get it done by the end of the week. So today's Wednesday.
Okay.
If I can find somebody in the next 24 hours where I can get this thing downloaded, get it into an Excel thing, start going through it.
We can do that within 24 to 48 hours. That part we can do within 24 to 48 hours.
So what takes 2.5 months that you're talking about?
You know, running by all the list of names, it'll take, I mean, if you are up for it, and once we get that downloaded, and once you have the database in an Excel sheet, and if you can start calling them up, and you can, check out all the list of plumbers, all the entries within, let's say, 48 hours, then we can simply get that database back into the, upload the same database with the corrections. So
have
you
ever seen a site like this that you can, when you hit that callless plumber, that the phone rings just right away? Boom. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, actually, we have it on our website as well. So that link has that number. It's a clickable.
Here, give me your website again. I want to see that. I want to see it because every one of you guys have told me that you could do it. Nobody was able to do it. So
let me show it to
sitecreator.com. What's the name of the site?
EliteWebsiteCreator.com.
EliteWebsiteCreator.com. Creator.com. It came up there.
Yep.
I've never
right
seen
on
you guys. Have I?
Appreciate it. So right on top on the right-hand side.
No. You're not listening. I asked you a question. Have I ever spoken to you guys before?
I don't think so. I think it's the first time we're talking. You might have looked us up on Bark because got your details through Bark.
I did. Okay, so here I am. I'm on your homepage. Bending, changing, evolving.
Right. Right on the right top-hand side where it says where it's our number, 866-806. If you click on it.
It doesn't fucking work.
Oh, it is working. Are you
bullshit.
Are you using
a
computer or are you on your phone?
Yeah. Well, I'm on my phone, but I'm right in front of my computer. And see, this is the same horseshit that I get from 14 developers. Matter of fact, from 15 developers because I had to call this girl's boss and tell her, look, we said that I was going to be able to dial the motherfucking number the instant I touched it.
Exactly.
And,
now, if you use your phone.
Watch. You click that. Here, I click on that, and I get the same fucking thing that I was getting for 14 developers.
What
make
is it
a
saying?
Call from FaceTime. There's a little envelope there. It looks like there's a mouse going to something. To send a number from here to your Android phone, sign into Chrome on both devices. Do you think a fucking customer is going to go through this to call that number?
No, because you're using
absolutely
a computer. You're using a computer, and if you're using a Chrome, you have to be a Google. You have to have a Google account in order to use Chrome. Now, if you log into the website using your phone, not a computer, using your phone, if you log into the website.
I don't log into anything with my telephone. I open up a laptop. Top, you know, I flip open the top.
Now, how are you going to make call from a laptop unless you have a voice?
I just did. How do you think I just called that guy?
Oh, which application
did
you use? Did you use a Magic Jack or did you use a?
I didn't use any of that shit. I had it custom done. See, that's where you guys are missing the boat, you know?
Now, I'm still a little confused here. Now, have you logged into our website using phone?
See, if I was starting anew with you, and I would say, can you do click to call? Yeah, no problem. Well, that's what I would get. It's exactly what you got. Because the whole idea is people aren't going to be on the phone. If they are on the phone, they're going to be doing getting on the website on the phone, on the little tiny phone picture, that's they're going to, and then they can call numbers there. No,
right.
We're talking about on your desktop, on your laptop, it doesn't make any goddamn difference. You're looking at those plumbers, you're looking for a plumber, the water's shooting out of the wall. All you've got to do is take your mouse, put it on that number, click the son of a bitch, and bingo, it started to ring. You heard it.
Yes.
Want to do it again?
No, I know. I believe you. And that's how we have it set up on our computer and laptop.
Well,
now,
unless it may work from fucking whatever you got there, but the thing is it's got to work for people who are trying to make contact with you.
Exactly. That's the whole idea. Okay. Now, you and I can do it. Because we have it done.
We've already done it, Ace.
Right, because we have a custom build in our systems, right? That's why you and I can do it. Now, not every client, not every customer would have it. So if they log into the website using their phone, then they can simply have that click-to-call option. They can click on the number, and the number will appear on
their
phone.
Half the people may use a telephone to get access, but the other half are going to be on a laptop or a desktop, and that's how I've done this. So I wanted to make it instantly easy and the fastest way possible. You see, we're planning to advertise, call the plumber, the fastest way to find a plumber. That's what we are. My other phrase is two clicks or less, and you're in contact with a plumber. Nobody else can say that. And as a matter of fact, let's just say you went through your two clicks, you called that mechanical guy. He just told you, nope, I'm going to be busy for the next 2 years. I'm never going to get to your house. Okay. Now all you got to do is go to the next guy down and call him. One click. Boom. You're calling the guy below him.
Right.
You get him on the phone. He doesn't want to come over either. You go to the third one. One click on that number. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to figure out anything. You don't have to think of anything else other than trying to reach the third plumber there. One click on it, the phone starts ringing automatically.
Yeah, we simply have to
done it. So you don't have to make me any fucking promises that you couldn't keep in the first place.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what I said at the beginning of the call. Now, we can simply put an extension on this website, a Cloud Talk, which is a click-to-call extension. Anyone?
It's all bullshit. Look, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Trust me. You really don't.
You can look it up. You can look it up on Google.
Well, I know. That's what every other developer was trying to do, I guess, look it up on Google.
Well, I wouldn't tell you something that we can't do. So that's why I showed you our website, that we have it available on our website as well.
Well, it's not available because it didn't work with me. So, simplicity. Now, I'm just going to breeze down. I just want to see what kind of website you do.
Sure.
What's a static website? What's that mean?
Static
doesn't go anywhere?
It's just a one landing page. It's like a one-page website. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, e-commerce. The kind of websites that you used to have back in the days where it doesn't give much options. E-commerce e-commerce is basically any website through which you can have commerce-related activities. You can sell products or sell memberships or subscriptions. So that's an e-commerce website. So our web portal is...
And these little windows here, am I supposed to be able to go to these places? No, here we go.
A web portal is basically what you kind of have on your website where plumbers can create an account, create a members area, an account dashboard area. So that's basically what a portal is.
Yeah, this is actually more for really young people.
Sorry, what was that?
This is like more for young people.
I mean, not necessarily.
I see you.
Yeah, and what I would suggest is it's a good idea to have a website for that, but it would be a better idea. You'd be better off with a mobile application for this kind of service. Wouldn't you agree?
I've got a mobile something here. I mean, I personally don't use it, but, yeah, let me see if I can...
Just like Uber or just like Foodpanda or just like any of those, even Redfin.com, they have their own mobile application, and it's always easier to find out the nearest service provider, be able to call them through a mobile application rather than through the website, because then if they're using a website, they have to log into the website first and then find out what they're looking for. But if they have it on a mobile application, all they would have to do is just go to the mobile app, and it'll tell them the nearest service provider within their zip code. But we can start off with the website first. We can filter out we can fix this website for you first.
I don't think you can, to tell you the truth. I really don't.
Well,
these
are recorded calls, and if you give us like a week's time, then we can definitely have it done. If not, then you can simply have your money back. We, as you can see on our website, we offer a full 100% money back guarantee. But if I'm telling you,
what would it
something,
cost? What a way to do that.
The total amount it was going to cost you is about $1,800.
Yeah, it's $1,800 more than I wanted to spend, to tell you the truth.
$1,500?
Well, look, Frank, if you had been paying closer attention, you might have my attention now, but since you weren't, I'm not going to do any business with you.
Well, that's totally up to you. I can't force you to doing anything that you don't want to do. But like I said, at the beginning of my call, if it's something that we are not able to do, would it simply tell you that? But if it's something that we are able to do, and let's say if you have a budget of $1,500 and you can go over $1,500, then I will have it done for you for $1,500. I can do that for you, Charles. But don't
nope.
tell me if it's something that I cannot do, because by looking at it, by
going
over it.
Sorry,
what was that?
That's it. You've already showed me that you can't do it. You're an optimist. You're too optimistic. You're an overpromiser, and I'm going to have to bet that you're an under-deliverer.
Well, that's not what our client says about me or about us.
Well, sure, they get some wonderful things to say about you, but I can see that I'd be bad-mouthing you to death. You could do the... click the call, you can make the phone ring right from my computer, but you can't.
I mean, if you log in to our website using your phone, then you would be able to do it.
Well, I just tried it.
No, I mean, I'm clicking on
it
from my...
Frank, are you having issues here? You know, you having a Biden moment? I just tried it on your website. I was on the fucking website.
Were you on our website?
I tried to call the number that was up there. What do I get? I get the fucking envelope and the mouse.
Now, were you on our website through a computer or through a phone, a smartphone?
Of course I'm through the fucking computer.
That's what I said. That's what I said. If you log in using a smartphone, then you'd be able to use the click-to-call option, because you don't have it. Custom build a voice
with a telephone to a laptop.
Now, that's what I said. We will have to use a click to call. It's an extension on Chrome. You can simply look it up using Google. If you can go to Google and you can type in click to call.
I like your tenacity, but you're not the guy for me, Frank.
Well, let's do it this way, Charles. Just hear me out. Then you can make a decision, okay? Now, I'm not going to charge you 100% right away. You can pay the half, and you can see the work first. And you're satisfied with the work, and you see that the things that we can do for you, we can actually fix your website, and then you can release the other half. And that's the option that I'm giving to you, is because you're not 100% certain that something we can do for you. So let us show you.
No, I'm 100% certain you can't.
Well, that's up to you then. We can't do business then. You're absolutely right about that.
No, we can't. We really can't.
All right, then. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, too bad, but no, there isn't.
All right, then. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care of yourself. And you do.
And
if you,
you
do
too.
Change your mind, do give us a shout. I'll be here to help you out.
Frank, you sound like a nice guy, but you can't do it, though. Goodbye.
I mean, all right. That's what you think. Goodbye.